Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Elaine.
We have an exciting show to share with you today, but we just want to let our listeners know that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery, and you will be able to see how we do it. I'd like to just go over our cases from last week. We had Joe with us. Joe was born with a muscle disorder, dystonia. He was anoxic for 13 minutes after being born, breech, and basically all his life he's had problems in his legs where he could not walk normally. His feet would invert so that he was actually walking on the outside of his ankles. He actually persevered through that, went to nursing school and worked for quite some time until 5 years ago, where the pain became so severe that he was wheelchair bound. He's only had two treatments with us, and he's actually walking without his cane. He forgot his cane one time when he went to the restaurant. He had to drive back and get it. He's still continuing to improve. So if you missed that show, check it out on our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Shall we get to our first guest?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Let's welcome our first guest today, Helen. Welcome, Helen.
Hi, Helen.
Oh, hi. How are you, Dr. Tong?
Good, yes.
We're doing great. We want to thank you for taking the time to share your story with us. First of all, tell us where you're from, what you do, and how you came to hear about us.
And where I'm from here in California?
Yeah, where you're from, what you do, and kind of your story.
Okay, I'm here in Lake Elsinore, California.
Okay.
And right now I'm not doing much, but trying to recover.
Okay. What are you suffering from?
Oh, I'm suffering from so many things, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing is probably, all over my feet and my legs. It goes up.
What do you
it's
have?
Like a run up.
What do you have with your feet and legs? Pain?
I do believe I have pain and swelling.
Okay.
And itching, a lot of itching.
Okay.
Redness.
Okay.
Pretty bad. Yeah, it was.
You could hardly walk. Is that true?
Oh, no. I could hardly walk. If you ask me, I couldn't even walk.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But now I can. Much better.
Uh-huh.
How about your upper body? Were you stiff too also there?
My upper body was stiff and pain, and it wouldn't move. It was like, I couldn't handle my body, period.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty bad.
And your tummy?
Well, see, that is my main culprit,
exactly,
I think.
Exactly, right. But, yeah.
Which runs up and down from
your abdomen.
From
you
my
had,
feet to my.
Okay, what
yes.
what problem do you have with the abdomen? You had swelling or?
I had very much swelling. I had so much water
mm-hmm.
retention, which I suppose you call edema or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so much out that I had to land up in the hospital.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
so
for,
you went to the hospital
for about,
for about a week. This was before you came to see us, right?
Before, well, way, no, I hadn't even seen you. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I called you up and you told me I needed this before I could see you.
Right, because what were you suffering from before you went to the hospital? You couldn't urinate, is that correct?
I couldn't urinate. I was very short of breath.
Mm-hmm.
My stomach was red like fire.
Mm-hmm.
I think it probably inflammation. It was so puffed out and
mm-hmm.
full of fluid, you know, all of that. My whole body.
Mm-hmm.
I had many pounds of fluid.
Mm-hmm. So
and they had to take it out.
Right. So your son took you to the ER and they ended up admitting you to the hospital, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. This was about a couple weeks ago?
Yes, about a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't even breathe in there.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't sleep laying down.
Mm-hmm.
I was so out of breath and my body was so out of proportion. I was just not there at all.
So after
then I called you.
They take out a lot of water. So after that, how did you feel?
40 pounds of water.
Wow. So how did you feel after that?
I felt the best, way much better, of course. You know, I felt like I had revived.
Yes.
You know, when you feel like you're not living and then all of a sudden you revive.
But you still
That's
could not.
That's how I felt.
But you still could not move, correct?
No.
Yes.
I still could not move. My feet were still stiff.
Mm-hmm.
Very bad, you know. And then until I made that appointment with Dr. You
yes.
people.
Yes.
Your daughter, your beautiful daughter.
Yes. And what did they recommend to do to your kidney and your heart?
In the hospital?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
After well, they didn't even mention it. They didn't even, well, they didn't mention my kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
They just mentioned my heart.
So mm-hmm. what did they yeah. What did they want to
what
do?
They kept telling me that I had lots of fluid and all that, but that I really needed operation for my heart.
Yeah, operation your heart. That's what, you know, yeah. So
really?
What kind of operation?
Open heart surgery. Or actually, they first said I needed a, my heart was enlarged. And then I had a, and then another one said that I had a, congestive heart failure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so I had rheumatic fever when I was a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And my body is, my heart is operated on.
It was operated on in the past.
Mm-hmm. It was 35 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew inside of me it was not my heart. Because it didn't take me there. My heart didn't take me there.
But
it could have affected it because of the water.
But they did say that you need open heart surgery?
Yes.
That's not the form of treatment for congestive heart failure. Did they say you needed a transplant?
Yes, they needed a transplant for the first time.
Transplant of what?
The
heart transplant?
A heart transplant, uh-huh.
Really?
Yes, and that really spooked me out.
That's really, that's how we wasted so much money. No, you don't mm-hmm. need any heart transplant.
Well, first of all, they didn't even tell you that the problem stems from your kidneys failing.
Exactly.
I kept
telling them that it was from my kidneys also. If it was from my heart, could it also be from my kidneys?
It actually mm-hmm. starts from the kidneys. And because you
yeah,
can't get rid of the fluid, it builds up in your heart. So they didn't...
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
I think you should be
That's
the consultant.
Right.
You know more than they do. Yeah, they don't even know it. You know, there's too much fluid because the kidney is not getting rid of the fluid.
It's very cool.
I knew it was my kidneys all along.
Because you couldn't urinate.
I couldn't urinate. Right. Not even.
Mm-hmm.
I'd spend my nights in the dark and mm-hmm. I'd scratch and I'd hope and pray that I would... go and use the restroom and use it. It wouldn't come at all.
Now, how long?
Then I went to...
Oh, go ahead.
Then I went to go visit my son.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw how bad I was.
Mm-hmm.
I said, there's only one place I can go to, Mondo. And he says, where? And I said, Dr. Tong.
Now, how do you know about
you
Dr. Tong?
How do you know about us?
No, yes. He's in my family for 10 years.
Really? So, Dr. Tong,
yeah,
we're in your family?
In my radio family.
A radio family.
So you've been listening to us since 2000?
Mm. Yes.
Wow.
My sister was very sick like me, and I would always wish to hope to take her with you people, but I wasn't prepared. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened really until they rolled on to me. Mm-hmm. So now, you know, that's why I said, you know, I got to go see that doctor.
Yes.
Because, you know, that doctor, I've heard you say so many testimonies, and I just believed in you. That's mm-hmm. all.
Okay, so what happened after my first treatment?
You've only had one treatment, actually.
Well, before the treatment, I really felt really different. I couldn't make it up there.
You couldn't walk? You couldn't walk up?
No, I mm-hmm. couldn't. My daughter was with me. Mm-hmm. But when I got there and I started on and he gave me the treatment, I couldn't breathe as I would lay down back. But when I was given the treatment, I could feel my body really relaxing mm-hmm. and being able to breathe. And that's what I think.
And
my breathing.
And walking.
My breathing improved for one day. I couldn't believe it.
And walking.
The walking, yeah. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I felt like I was dancing backwards.
Yeah, you were dancing backwards. You were dancing, literally.
Yeah.
So
I like that, yeah. I really loved it.
Now, how's your breathing and your walking now? It's been a few days since your first treatment.
You know, my breathing and my walking are fine. They're fine.
Still very...
I mean, they're not perfect, you know. They're not, you know, complete or anything.
But you
but
only have
so but, much improved.
But you only have one
right.
treatment.
One treatment.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how about your urination?
Are you able to urinate?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
See, you don't. Need...
I am. My daughter came this morning and she noticed how my feet are better. You know,
yes.
The swelling
not
is
so
better.
Puffy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You
the
don't,
swelling is better.
You don't need any heart transplant.
Absolutely,
all these
you don't need a heart
pushed.
Transplant.
Oh, thank you, doctor.
Yeah,
I really
no transplant
really.
At all.
Not only that, that's such a severe thing for them to even recommend for you. You
yes.
know,
well, it scared me. It,
it
really
would make you sicker.
Mm-hmm. Well, it did get me emotionally sick. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When I got out of the hospital, I didn't know. I said, "No way."
Mm-hmm.
But then when I said, "Oh no, I just gotta go back to Dr. Tong."
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I've never been to him. I don't even know them.
I thought you were in my family. I thought you were in my family. Well, how can you not know your family?
Well,
doesn't
I mean,
make sense.
Face to face, doctor. I well, just know your voice.
Yes.
and your beautiful daughters.
Oh,
I know her now, too.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. So, basically, now, before you went to the hospital, how many days or how long were you not able to urinate? Because that can be very dangerous if you don't
exactly.
urinate. Your kidneys can fail.
When I was with my son, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was here at my home for about 3 weeks. I would urinate, but not that much. But when I went to my son, you know, I being just in another place, I just couldn't urinate at all.
And how many days was that?
Well, I was with him a whole 4 or 5 days.
Okay.
I'd say five.
So 4 or 5 days, you were not urinating at all.
No, and mm-hmm. he noticed because mm-hmm. he knows, you know, he knew I was sick.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, "Well, no, I haven't, Mondo." I said, "He says, Mom, you got to go to the hospital or the doctor, wherever."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Honey, would you please call Dr. Tong for me?"
Mm-hmm.
And he did, and he talked to you, Elaine.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what he said? He said, "My mom's very sick."
Mm-hmm.
But you did recommend I go to the doctor to take the water off. But they kept me there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you didn't urinate for 5 days, it's dangerous because your kidneys
yeah,
can fail.
Yeah, 5 days. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it no more.
Yeah, here's
you know, it's a miracle.
Yeah.
It's just a miracle. I'm here now.
Yeah, here's a point, okay? Treating symptoms, removing the water, but then not treat. Why? The water was not going out.
Mm-hmm.
So they did not treat... and restore the function. This is what we do. We restore the function of the kidney, the heart, and everything.
Right.
So without restoring the function of the kidney and you put a new heart, let's say your heart is fine, okay? You put a new heart, let's say it's stronger, but you cannot take the overload of the fluid if the kidney cannot get rid of it.
Right.
So you have the same problem.
Right.
You're 50,000, 100,000 later, you're sicker. And then you have to take all this chemotherapy.
Right.
To suppress the rejection.
Immune system, yeah. The point is, even after they took all the water out, you still didn't feel very well.
Yeah, you still could not urinate.
Oh, no. I still came pretty swollen. I came out pretty swollen.
Yes.
Not as much because they took out 40 pounds.
Right. But the point is, they took the water out, but that was just treating the symptom.
Exactly. Then next week, or then 2 weeks later, then you got to go back to the hospital and do the same thing. And two weeks later, you got to do the same thing.
So in general, how do you feel now?
I feel like I'm really improving much faster now, since that first treatment.
Mm-hmm.
I can walk better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I can breathe better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you're less swollen.
And in my emotions, the way I think, I think now, I didn't used to think this way, but I'm thinking now.
Like you're yourself.
Now I have. Now this is me.
Exactly.
I thought it wasn't me then.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
That's a very, very good statement. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I did for you, is put you back into that body. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate you.
And then all the audience out there, listen to this, okay? You are a spirit. And the Chinese medicine put the spirit back to the body.
Mm-hmm.
And the spirit make the body function. The kidney, the heart, that need to be function independently, not relying on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Drugs make you sick. Any drug make you sick.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, Helen, we want to thank you for joining us today. Is there anything else you want to add?
I just want to, first of all, thank you both.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
For the interest that you had in my well-being, my life.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank God. I thank God for it also.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I just want to say that I wish I would have gone sooner. I've taken my sister, who did pass away, because she did die in the same symptoms.
Yeah.
Yes.
But me, as far as I'm concerned, I think that God will let me live on, with what I've gone through, and had people that care like you people do.
Yeah, and we just want to say that you've only had one treatment. This is only one treatment.
One treatment.
After the second treatment, you'll find out how much better you are.
Greater improvement because you respond very well. So we're going to have to follow up with you on your case, and we will have and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for joining us, Helen.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you both.
Okay, bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain with Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. We just had with us Helen on the line. She was suffering from kidney failure, severe, basically overall edema of her body. She couldn't walk. She couldn't urinate before she came to see us. She went to the hospital actually for a week before she saw us. But even after taking out 40 pounds of water, she was still feeling horrible. After one treatment, she's only had one treatment, she has already noticed a tremendous improvement. She can breathe better. She can walk. She can urinate. And emotionally, she's also much more connected. And this treatment was actually already a few days ago. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Let's get to our next guest then.
Okay.
Okay, I'd like to welcome our next guest, Ruth. Welcome, Ruth.
Hi.
Hi, Ruth.
Ruth has been, she's a regular with us, so.
Why don't you summarize it?
Yeah.
Ruth
basically came to us 2005 with poorly controlled diabetes. She was blind. She had sciatic problems. She had knee pain. And basically she had to take a bus to see us. It took about 4 hours to get here. But basically we got her diabetes under control.
Her diabetes, she was taking 120 units of insulin. Uh-huh. Her blood sugar still going up to 300.
Right. Her hemoglobin A1C was very high. It was like 12 or 13. And we actually have that down to about 6 now. 13, right. And now it's 6, right, the hemoglobin A1C?
It was 6.1.
Right, right.
But the sugar, people know more about that. The sugar is what?
Oh, this morning when I got up, it was 128.
Yeah.
Very good. And
how much insulin?
How much insulin are you on now?
I take yesterday, from all my blood sugars and everything, I only took 12 units for the whole day. But I'm supposed to take, if you know, I eat like everybody else on the street, I don't eat Dr. Tong style, I'm supposed to take 12 in the morning and 8 at night.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't eat like everybody else in the street, so I take the blood sugar medicine according to what my bloods are.
Mm-hmm.
With 128, you don't need to take that much insulin.
Mm-hmm.
You're not that high.
Yeah,
so try to not take the insulin so that let your pancreas work a little bit. Let our treatment work a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I keep telling you that you heal much faster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm going to test my blood right now and probably take 4 units if it's like 140 or less.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to summarize a little bit about when you were blind, you were walking sideways with a cane. But you have cataract on both sides. After about a year of treatment, you did not need the cane. You were reading with reading glasses. And then you get a bleeding episode on your eyes. Tell us why that happened.
I was so I could read the clock on the wall and tell you, oh, it's 2:30. I got to catch my bus. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You
back
were also,
to the train station.
You were actually got to the point also where you could write, right? With
exactly.
A,
and
a
remember,
guider.
I could read the title of the book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you were going back to school to try to be a paralegal.
I was going to Glendale City College.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then your eyes bleed. What happened?
Yeah, this was last year.
Well,
tell us.
Unfortunately, my nurse who came to see me twice a day, she picked up my medicine and she brought it to my house and she put it in the containers and she told me, now, doctor gave you a stronger blood pressure pill, so you only have to take it twice a day. And so I was taking it twice a day, and that was November 17th. And on the 28th, my eye blew up, complete blood everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went to the eye doctor, and he said it's because of fluctuating blood pressures. Well, when I was supposed to renew my blood pressure pills, I had a whole bunch left. So I said, Lana, what happened? And she looked, got the bottle, because we save all of our empty bottles. She said, oops. You're supposed to be taking 3 a day. So taking 2 a day actually caused my blood pressures to fluctuate and my blood vessels to break.
But the more important thing is actually the aspirin you were taking.
Oh, unfortunately, I wasn't taking thyroid. And on Thanksgiving, my son was ready to put me in an insane asylum.
Well, what happened was, your nurse was giving you aspirin instead of thyroid medication every day.
Correct.
And on top of that, you're already taking the baby aspirin 3 times a day. So then...
3 times a week.
3 times a week, sorry. 3 times a week on top of the daily baby aspirin, which caused your bleeding to... It couldn't stop.
And without thyroid, I was freezing to death and shaking. And my son didn't understand why on Thanksgiving Day it was so miserable.
Mm-hmm.
See, Ruth, here's a point. Are you still taking any of the junk that the other doctor giving you? I told you to stop all that, but you know, most people will not listen to it because they're so scared. Are you still taking any drugs?
Well, the thing is, I took a thyroid test, and my thyroid was super low because I stopped the thyroid. My thyroid wasn't responding to not taking the thyroid.
You take the thyroid, you will not improve your thyroid function test. It's just the hormone that the doctor giving to you. Now, if you don't take the thyroid, you come and tell Dr. Lane or tell us, okay? We'll make your thyroid work.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to take thyroid. But the baby aspirin is very, very harmful.
And I'm not taking it anymore, not after that episode.
Yeah, no.
How about your high blood pressure pills? How much are you taking right now? Are you still taking it?
I'm taking high blood pressure pills, yes. But I don't have a high blood pressure machine that's accurate. I have one, but it goes up a little too high.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had an accurate machine, I would do it according to that. But I'm kind of frightened because of the explosion in my eye and 10 weeks to recover when my eye vessels in my eyes blew up.
How high is your blood pressure now?
This morning it was 142 over 67.
You know, I recommend that you don't take any pills when you're like this, okay? The blood bleeding is more from the aspirin than from the high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the doctor
opinion.
Said was eradicate blood pressure.
Yeah, he didn't know you were taking all this baby aspirin. You didn't tell him that.
Yeah, so it actually caused it to
bleed. Yeah, you didn't tell him that they were taking all the baby aspirin.
He never asked.
Yeah, the point.
So he didn't know.
Yeah, the point is, Ruth, we're going to get her back on regular treatments.
Get me back on track.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm willing.
And yesterday, you're able to see the clock again.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, see?
How are you feeling in general after your treatment?
I feel so good today. When I was taking those antibiotics and stuff, I had no energy at all. I couldn't even crawl to Costa Mesa. I was so so drained of energy.
Stop seeing your other doctors. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, we got to get you back on track, and I think we need to work some homeopathics with you too, and some Chinese herbs
as well. That's because I have diverticulitis. I have diverticulitis.
Tell us when you have some problem. We'll fix it with no drugs. Okay.
Most of your symptoms are from too much heat. Another thing is, I think you were taking turmeric, which I think tends to be more warm and hot.
I thought turmeric was good to make your blood thin.
Please don't think. Don't listen to other people.
I was told that gyro turmeric was good to take out inflammation. And so I said, with diverticulitis, I got to take turmeric.
Please ask us.
Yeah, the best thing actually is to do fish oil and greens. That will.
I do greens.
That will make you more alkaline, which will thin your blood. And also the fish oil will be anti-inflammatory in its purpose. So, okay, Ruth, so we're going to follow up with you because we got to get you back on track.
Yeah.
You'll see me. I'm coming.
Don't try different things without telling us, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
We got to work on that diverticulitis now.
Okay. Exactly. We'll talk to you soon, Ruth.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.